啊，哈利路亚，各位大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with all of you.
啊，今天早上我们一起分享学习的题目是我知道你的居所。
And today the topic for our mutual encouragement is I know where you live.
那我们搬到一个新的城市，新的国家。
We move to a new city or a new country.
我们要找地方来居住。
And we need to find a place of dwelling.
我们都会考虑很多的因素。
And there are many things that we might put into consideration.
我们会考虑街区到底治安好不好。
We'll think of if this community is it safe or not.
学校区好不好。
Is the school district a good school?
街区方不方便。
And is it convenient?
啊，所以基本上每一个区都有它的特性。
And of course, in different community, they have their own characteristics.
你告诉人家，我说住某某区的啊，大概。你就知道说，哎，这个区大概是长怎么样的。
And when you tell someone this is the area that I live in, then people might already know about that area.
我们认识一个新的朋友。
If we know about a new friend.
啊，通常都会问你住在哪里。
And the first thing you ask them is probably where do you live.
如果你跟他很好。
And if you're really close with them.
你认识他很深。
And you know them very well.
你很可能会去过他的家。
And you might have already gone to their house before.
啊，去知道他住在哪一条街。
And to already know what street they live on.
甚至你可能被邀请进去他的家里做客人。
Or even you've already been invited into their home as a guest.
对，你很了解他，你就会知道他的居所。
So if you really know that person, then you will know where that friend of yours lives.
你知道他的居所，你就知道他很多的情况。
And when you know about the dwelling of your friend, then you'll know a lot more about your friend.
我们的主耶稣基督跟我们也是一样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the same.
我们活在世上居住的不同的环境。
Living in this world, we live in different places.
主耶稣都知道。
God knows.
每一个国家、每一个城市，甚至每一个区都有不同的环境。
Every different country or different area, it doesn't matter where it is, it's very different.
在1900多年前，圣灵曾经写信给一个教会的时候，曾经这样讲过。
In 1900 years ago, the Holy Spirit had moved a person to write to this church.
圣灵亲自写信呢。
The Holy Spirit wrote.
他说：“我知道你住在哪里。”
It said, "I know where you live."
所以我们今天再来查考。
So today we're gonna go and to learn about.
我们看启示录第二章。
About in Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章12节到第15节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 12 to 15.
启示录第二章十二节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12, to the angel of the church of Pergamum writes, These are the words of him who has the sharp double-edged sword. 13, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me. Even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives.Verse 14, Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. 15, Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teachings of Nicolaitan.
所以今天呢，我们继续来查考启示录当中的七间教会。
So today we'll continue to learn about the revelations, the seven churches.
我们给他一个题目，就是神说我知道你的居所。
And we'll give this church a topic, and that is, I know where you live.
这封信呢，是主耶稣基督写给别加莫教会的。
And this is a letter that Jesus Christ wrote to Pergamum.
第十三节说啊，主耶稣说我知道你的居所在哪里。
Jesus Christ in verse 13 says, I know where you live.
这是撒旦的座位。
It's where Satan has his throne.
为什么那么严重呢？我们今天就会查考这一段。
Why is this so severe to what Jesus Christ has said? So we'll learn about this today.
别加莫教会在哪里呢？
Where is Pergamum Church?
当然，如果我们一看今天的地图啊，在这个今天的土耳其的境内。
And if we look at the map of today, it's actually located in Turkey.
在以前的罗马帝国的小亚细亚省里面的一个大城市。
And it's in one of the greater cities in the Roman times.
记得上个礼拜我们讲过士美拿教会啊，所以别加摩就在士美拿的再上面一点。
And last week we learned about Smyrna Church, and Pergamon is just a little bit above the Smyrna Church.
那么这个城市呢，它有它的历史的背景哦。
And this city has its own history.
原来呢，这个城市这个地方呢，是属于希腊帝国分裂之后的其中一个王国之一。
And it's one of the countries after the Greek had separated.
我们知道很出名啊，希腊那个亚历山大大帝啊，他征服了很多国家。
We know Alexander the Great. He was very famous because he had conquered many countries.
但是他死得很早。
But he also passed away at a young age.
他一死了，他的国家分裂成为好几个国家。
After he died, his country had separated into many different minor countries.
其中一个叫希留古王国。
And one of them is called.
希留古王国啊，它的首都就在别加摩。
And this this
希留古
and its place, it's actually in Pergamum.
那么这个国王呢，死了之后呢，他就答应，死了之前就答应，死了之后我这个版图要归给罗马王。
And before this king had passed away, he said, after I die, I will give this, this reign of mine, this place that I reign, back to the Romans.
所以呢，死了之后呢，真的是就归给罗马政府管辖了。
And it, indeed it's true, after he died, the Romans took over.
这成为亚细亚省的这个首都啊，就等于我们今天 BC 省的维多利亚。
And it becomes the capital city. It's just like of British Columbia, the Victoria is the capital city.
因为这个城市的人呢，对罗马政府那么忠心呢。
And because the people in that city, they really faithful to the Romans.
罗马政府就把它弄成为行政首都，甚至把第一座的这个拜罗马皇帝的庙盖在别加摩。
And therefore, they made it become the city of Roman where they worship their Roman god, and it is the main city where of the place of their worship.
因为以前罗马皇帝啊，跟中国皇帝一样，都是要自称为神，要百姓去拜他们。
And the Roman king in the past, they're just like the Chinese emperor. They considered themselves as God, and they would like all the people to worship them.
你表面上好像是拜皇帝。
And physically, it might seem as if you're just worshiping your king.
其实背后是谁在控制呢？
But actually, who is the one that's controlling from behind?
第十三节，就是说，我知道你的居所就是撒旦的座位，就是其实是撒旦魔鬼来控制人的心。
Verse 13, I know where you live, where Satan has a throne, and that we can understand Satan is actually the one controlling behind the scenes.
所以教会啊，传到别加摩建立起来非常不容易。
So for the church to pass the gospel to Pergamum and to be established, it's very hard.
要维持在那边维持信仰，可以说是更加困难。
And you can say it's even harder to sustain a person's faith.
因为他所在的地方就是撒旦魔鬼的大本营。
Because actually the place that this city is in, this church is in, is the throne of the Satan.
这是魔鬼撒旦控制的地方。
It is a place where Satan has full control.
所以啊，主耶稣啊，特别写这个信呢，去鼓励。在软弱当中的别加摩教会。
So Jesus Christ wrote this letter to encourage these weaknesses that is happening in the church of Pergamum.
你不要小看别加摩这个城市，虽然比较小，没有说以弗所啊，或者是士美拿那么发达。
Don't think that the city Pergamum is a little bit smaller, not as grand as Ephesus.
它是在文化上呢比较进步的。
But actually, culturally, it's much more advanced.
它那边有个非常大的、丰富的图书馆。
They have a very great and splendid library.
别加摩呢，也是发明了这个羊皮书卷的这个地方。
Pergamum is also a place where invention of the writing on the sheepskin.
所以今天在土耳其境内呢，有一个地方就是 Pergamum， 这是以前的别加摩了。
And if today, if you are in Turkey and you see a place called Pergamum, it's actually the past Pergamum.
这是在土耳其的海边呢一个城市啊。
And it's a city on this.Coast of Turkey.
这个是今天呢，别加摩呢长得这个现代的样子。
And this is what it looks like in nowadays.
有很多遗迹啊，在古代的遗迹还在那边。
And there's a lot of leftover historical architecture.
当然是有一些古代的敬拜皇帝的庙啊，敬拜偶像的庙啊，现在也剩下一些破烂的柱子在那边。
Of course, you can still see some columns which were once place of worship of the king.
曾经这些地方都是香火鼎盛的一个地方。
These places in the past, they used to be place of great worship to their king.
很多人在那边来敬拜天上的万象，或者是罗马皇帝。
And in the past, these places were the great worship of all kinds of idols.
你可以看到啊，这个别加摩这个市中心啊，都是在这个比较高的山上啊。
We can see the main city, the downtown part of Pergamum is actually considered higher elevated.
这里啊，有一个庙的部分啊。
And you can see there is a temple.
这里呢，山坡下去呢，有一个好像是剧院的这样样子。
And there's what seems like a theater or a coliseum.
所以居高临下，从别加摩的地方都可以看得很远，看得很高。
So if you stand on Pergamum City, you can actually see from afar because it's highly elevated.
另外一个角度来看一看这个别加摩的这个剧院的这个山坡剧院的那个样子。
And this is a theater, a coliseum, a theater that is located on the hill.
那别加摩这个字是什么意思呢？
Then what does this word?Pergamum mean
就是 people of high city 就是很居高临下城市的那些人
It means people of high city
刚刚我们看过那个地理位置对不对它很高在 山上
We can see this geography of where the city is and it's actually highly located on the top of mountain
但是这个也有属灵的教训在里面了
This also has a spiritual teaching
我们刚刚讲过了别在这个地方在属灵上不是那么好了是魔鬼撒旦的座位
We understand Pergamum is actually not spiritually considered a great place because it is the throne of Satan.
撒旦要坐得很高啊。
Because Satan wants to be on the throne that's highly above.
才能够管制他的百姓啊，他的属民啊。
And only then, when Satan is highly elevated, then he can control his people.
我们看今天的路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4.
第五节
Verse 5
路加福音第四章第五节
Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 5 Verse 5 The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all kingdoms of the world
第六节
Verse 6 And he said to him I will give you all their authority and splendor for it has been given to me and I can give it to anyone I want to
主耶稣基督出来传道之前曾经接受魔鬼的试探
Before the Lord Jesus Christ came up for his ministry, he was tempted by Satan.
魔鬼的试探非常厉害。
The temptation of Satan is very...
他知道你什么时候最软弱。
Because he knows when you are the weakest point.
所以说禁食的祷告40昼夜。
When the Lord Jesus Christ has fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights,
都是非常的饿。
He was very hungry.
魔鬼第一招就问耶稣，叫他说，你是神的儿子，你可以把这个石头变成饼啊。
The first temptation Satan has brought to Jesus is, if you're son of God, then you can turn the stone into bread.
所以说不要。
Jesus Christ refused.
所以说回答人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus answers, it is written, man does not live on bread alone.
所以第一个肉体的情欲所以说胜过了。
And therefore, the lust of the body, the needs of the body, Jesus Christ has overcome.
那第五节，魔鬼他的试探又来了。
And verse 5, the second temptation of the devil.
他要领他到最高的山。
He led Jesus to the highest place of the mountain.
当然了，这个最高的山不是物质上最高的山。
This high place does not actually mean that spiritually, physically it's a high place.
那我们知道，世界上最高的山，你爬上去看不到全世界万国的荣华，只会看到很多雪山很多荒凉的样子。
Because we know if you climb up the highest mountain in the world, you not necessarily can see the whole entire world, but only the surrounding.
但是魔鬼带耶稣上那个属灵的这种状态，就是让他看到全世界的荣华富贵。
But here, the devil has led Jesus to a high place. This high place is a high place considered spiritually, where you can see the splendor and all the kingdoms of the world.
有时候我们晚上，如果上北温西温那种山上高山，看回来温哥华，哇，晚上那种灯光闪亮真的是很漂亮。
If we go to North Van or West Van, up in the mountains, and we look back down in Vancouver, the city, indeed, the lights are beautiful.
或者是香港的夜景，上海的夜景也是很迷人的。
Or even the night scenes of Hong Kong or Shanghai.
晚上的每一盏灯就代表里面的荣华跟富贵。
Every single light of the city represents the splendor and luxuries.
竟然有一个地方可以看到全世界的荣华富贵。
There's actually a place where you can see all the splendors and luxuries of the world.
所有的享受，所有的享乐。
Everything that you can ever imagine, the luxuries.
你看这个地方在哪里？
Where is this place?
当然不是物质的，是一个属灵的引诱的状态。
It's actually not a physical place, but it's a temptation of their spirituality.
是最高的地方。
It's the highest place.
就好像这个别加摩这个字是在高的地方，高的城市。
It's just like Pergamum. It's the city is in the dwelling that is highly elevated on the top of the mountain.
耶稣怎么回答呢
？But how does Jesus Christ reply?
第七节、第八节这里说啊。
Verse 8, there it says.
当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
所以说知道很清楚什么是最重要的。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ understands what is the most important.
我不需要这些万国的荣华富贵。
I do not need any of the splendor of the world.
你给我那些没有用。
If you give me this, it's of no use to me.
这个都是过眼的云烟。
All these things, it's just like a mist.
最重要，我要找到真神，我要拜真神。
What is most important is for me to find the true God, to worship the true God.
感谢主啊，今天我们都不会去拜偶像。
Thank the grace of the Lord today, none of us go to worship the idol.
我们知道那些金的偶像、银的偶像是魔鬼，是魔鬼的化身，根本没有用，我们不会去拜它。
We understand those idols made of gold or silver, they're only statues of those of Satan, and we don't worship them.
我们想想另外一个角度啊，魔鬼不会那么笨的。
But let's look at this in a different situation. Satan is not that foolish.
今天魔鬼要基督徒来拜他，不会用那种偶像金的银的来引诱我们。
Today, in order for Satan to lure Christians into believing him, he would not just use statues or idols.
他要用万国的荣华富贵。
Instead, he will use the luxuries and the riches of the
world. 要我们更努力的工作。
He'll ask us to want to work even harder.
更长时间的工作。
To spend even more time in our work.
我们可以爬得更高。
So that we may elevate ourselves higher in the company. And to gain more profit.
人本来就要努力的工作。
And it is indeed we should work hard as a man.
但是如果努力工作到连侍奉神、敬拜神的时间都没有了。
But if you work so hard to a point that you don't even have time to worship the Lord.
就算人有来，很辛苦的来到。
Even if you do come to the church,
已经累到一坐下来就想打瞌睡了。
And you're so tired when you get here, all you want to do is actually fall asleep.
一聚会完就马上想回家了。
And right after church, the first thing you want to do is leave church to go home.
因为我礼拜一到礼拜五，甚至可能礼拜六加班，礼拜天可能已经弄得我太累了。
Because to you, you might think that Monday to Friday I already work overtime, and then Saturday I'm so tired.
没有错，物质上我们没有在真的是敬拜金的偶像。铜的偶像，银的偶像。
It is true, physically we're not worshiping these idols made of gold or silver.
但是如果已经没有时间侍奉神了。
But if today we don't even have time to serve the Lord.
那离开魔鬼这个试探不是很远呢。
Then we're not far away from this temptation of Satan.
我们再看这个约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
第三十节。
John 14 verse 30.Verse 30.
约翰福音第十四章第三十节。
John chapter 14 verse 30. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me.
当然，主耶稣是万王、万主之主、万王之王，没有错。
Of course, the Lord is the King of all kings.
但是在这个全世界里面，有一部分的人呢，他是不被主所控制的。
But there is certain people that's in this world that is not controlled by God.
他们如果没有被主控制，都是一定被世界的王控制。
And if they are not controlled by God, then they are controlled by the prince of the world.
这个世界的王是谁呢？
Who is this prince of the world?
坐在王位的是谁呢？
Who is this person that's on the throne?
当然就是空中的掌权者，是那个撒旦了。
And that is Satan.
当然就是这样，比如说我们说加拿大谁管制的呢？
It's just like today we ask who is the controller of Canada.
当然是加拿大，是加拿大政府管制的。
Of course, it's the Canadian government.
但是有一些不法的犯罪的分子，不听政府的话。
But there are some criminals that don't listen to the laws of the government.
他们在黑夜当中出来做非法的事情。
They come out in the midst of the night to do things against the law.
他们的王国谁控制的呢？
Who controls their kingdom?
当然就是那些 gangster, 那些黑社会的头头控制了。
Of course, it's the head of those gangs.
同样，这个世界大部分的人都是不认识神的。
And of course, in this world, most of the people, they don't know about God.
所以主耶稣说啊，世上的王，英文是 prince 啊，这王者，世上的幽暗世界的王子啊，也控制了世界。
And therefore it says, therefore the prince of this world, he has the control of the world.
但是主耶稣说，他在我里面没有什么东西。
But Jesus Christ tells us, he has no hold on me.
他曾经引诱我。
In the past, he has tempted me.
全世界的荣华富贵给我。
The whole entire world, he wanted to give all its splendors and luxuries to me.
那耶稣没有兴趣。
But Jesus Christ did not even care for them.
因为他在我里面是毫无所有的。
Because he has no hold on me.
那今天我们的心呢，可能给我们多一点点呢，我们的心就跑出来了。
Today, it might not be the same for us, because if Satan gives us just a little bit more, that heart of ours might come out to want more.
没有，我在他在我里面是没有东西的。
But Jesus Christ says, this Satan has no hold on me.
但是当时的别加摩教会就是在这个撒旦的座位里面。
But actually, in the times of Pergamon church, they're actually on the throne of Satan.
那魔鬼要引诱信徒啊，当时有两大招数，现在也是用同样的两大招数。
And in the past, for Satan to tempt the Christians, of the past, there's two schemes. It's the same two schemes today.
在这一段里面，我们可以看到啊。
Here we can read and see.
第一招呢。
What is the first scheme?
我们就是看这个第十三节、哦、
Let's look at verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives.
魔鬼的权势的第一招就是用逼迫。
The first scheme of Satan is actually persecution.
这里说啊，曾经有一个忠心的见证人安提珀啊，在他们中间呢被杀了，因为守道理被杀了。
Here it says, there used to be a servant that's faithful to me. His name is Antipas, a faithful witness who was put to death in your city.
所以这个逼迫啊，是对肉体的生命的一种威胁。
So the first scheme is actually persecution to the physical body.
因为人呢，看重最重要的不是财产，是自己的生命。
Because what men think of most important, actually not wealth, is their life.
如果有人说，我给你一千万。
If a person says, I'll give you $10 million.
但是我要你的命。
But I want your life.
你肯不肯?
Will you be willing to give?
当然不肯了。要一千万，我没有命享了，什么用?
Of course not, because even if you have $10 million and you don't have this life to enjoy, you would not want it.
所以人最珍惜的、最珍惜的，到要抓住到最后的，就是自己的这条命。
And therefore, what men grab on most till the very end of day is actually their own life.
当一天如果我们的生命被威胁的时候
，Today, if our life is in danger,
很可能有一部分人就会放弃他的信仰。
Then most people will start to give up their faith.
魔鬼知道很清楚。
Because Satan knows this very well.
那些怕死的人，他不会守住信仰的。
Those people who are afraid of death, they will not hold on to their faith to the very end.
所以在当时的这个情况里面，有很多为主忠心的见证人，他们却因为守道理而被杀了。
And therefore, in the past, there are many faithful servants of the Lord because of they held on to the truth of the Lord. They were persecuted and they were murdered.
很可能啊，是在罗马王帝推行罗马王帝崇拜的时候被杀的。
Possibly it's during the time when the Roman king is passing down the worship of him that these people were killed.
我们这里稍微讲讲历史啊。
Let's talk about a brief history.
罗马王帝啊，逼迫基督徒呢，是从尼禄王帝开始的。
And
Nero.
From the persecution of Christians started from the Emperor Nero.
这个王帝啊，精神有点问题。
Because he actually had quite some mental problem.
他偷偷的在公元64年偷偷的放火烧掉这个罗马城。
He actually had burnt down the Roman city.
历史学家一直都这样认为了。
This is what historians had believed.
他可能想重建罗马城，就要把旧城烧掉。
Maybe he wanted to reestablish a new Roman city, and therefore he burned down the old one.
烧掉的时候死了很多百姓。
But at the same time, when he burned down the city, many were killed.
百姓很不满。
And at that time, the citizens were very enraged.
想造反了。
And they wanted to throw him over.
这个时候，尼禄王帝啊，就想个办法了。
And this time, King Nero had a plan.
这些讨厌的基督徒啊，好，我嫁祸给他们。
And he thought that these Christians, I'll just put all this fault onto them then.
所以从那个时候开始就抓了很多的基督徒来询问了。
And at that time, many of the Christians, they were captured and taken into interrogation.
放在罗马的斗兽场。
And they were put them into the Roman Colosseum.
如果我们今天有机会去过意大利的，看过那个罗马斗兽场，非常漂亮。
Indeed, if you have been to Italy, then you have seen how grand and beautiful Roman Colosseum is.
曾经是逼迫基督徒最厉害的地方。
But actually, it's a place where the most persecutions were happening for the Christians.
你羊皮啊，披在基督徒的身上。
They will clothe you in sheepskin.
放出来。
And they will put you out.
哇，那些真的野兽看到基督徒，以为他们是野兽，以为他们是羊啊，说跑去咬他们，把他们撕裂。
And then those animals, when they thought that these Christians with lambskin on them, they were actually sheep, so they would attack them and rip them into pieces.
因为他们都死得很惨了。
And they would die of a very tragic death.
剩下的呢
What's left over?
尼禄王会把它绑在那个禾杆草那个草上面。
And Nero, King Nero would tie them onto
那个草啊，那个 grass 啊
，onto
干的草啊，晚上
dry grass，
晚上了就把它们当火把来烧。
And then at night they will light them up as if it's just burning fire。
他自己呢，在那个王宫里面呢，享受这个圆游会，晚上 barbecue 啊，看到这些火光啊。
And when he was having his own parties, and you see this burning light。
所以彼得啊，跟保罗都是在那段时间呢、啊，被尼禄王的这个迫害、啊、而杀死。
And Peter and Paul were actually killed during this time of persecution of King Nero.
那么尼禄死了之后，另外一个王帝就继位，就叫多米田王。
And then after King Nero had passed away, King Dominic became king.
他更厉害，他逼迫头基督徒更厉害。
But he actually persecuted the Christians even more.
他叫全罗马帝国每一个人都要口称罗马凯撒大帝是主是神。
And he had asked the whole entire Roman Empire, everyone to call him as God.
建造了很多罗马敬拜罗马皇帝的庙。
And he had established many temples just to worship the Roman king.
其中一个就是建在别加摩。
And one of them is actually established, built in Pergamum.
那我们知道基督徒就是称主耶稣基督为主嘛，主耶稣，我们除了耶稣之外没有其他的主了，没有其他的神了。
And as we know, Christians, we only call our Lord Jesus Christ God, and there is no other God that we consider.
罗马皇帝很生气，所以他不承认凯撒皇帝是主的，是神的，拿去抓，拿去杀。
And therefore, the Roman king Caesar, he was very upset, and therefore he would capture all those Christians who do not consider him God and to kill them.
所以十三节说，其中一个见证人安提珀，安提珀就是这样时候被杀的。
And therefore, in verse 13, it says, "And Antipas, my faithful witness, was put to death in your city."
所以我们来看罗马书第十章第九节。
Listen to Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
罗马书第十章第九节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Verse 9.That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
今天很多基督徒啊，看到这一节就很高兴了。
Today, many Christians, when they read this verse, they feel really happy.
你看，信耶稣很简单啊。
To believe in the Lord is so easy.
口里承认，心里相信就得救了。
As long as your mouth says Jesus is Lord and your heart you believe,
you're saved. 为什么还要洗礼，要求圣灵，又那么多的这个麻烦？
Then why do you even need to be baptized to receive the Holy Spirit and all these other things?
不是口里承认吗？心里相信吗？
Didn't you say that all you have to do is confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart?
我们看圣经啊，不能看一节。
When we read the Bible, we can't only read one verse.
这个罗马书是保罗写给在罗马的基督徒的。
This book of Romans, actually, Paul wrote it for the Christians, the members that were living in Rome.
那个时候，罗马的基督徒啊，已经开始接受逼迫了。
At that time, they were actually persecuted. The ones that were living in Rome.
罗马政府给他们压力了。
Because the pressure had become upon them.
你要说该撒是王，该撒是神，该撒是主。
Because they'll say Caesar is king and Caesar is the God.
不然的话，很可能你就会被逼迫了。
You must say all that, or else you'll be persecuted.
所以保罗是写给当时的信徒，已经信了主的人了。
So we must understand, Paul actually wrote this for the members of that time.
已经受了洗了，已经得了圣灵的信徒了。
These are the ones that already believe in the Christ and also been baptized.
当你在刀口旁边呢，你还承不承认耶稣是主？
And this is written for them that at the time when you're held against the sword, do you still confess God, Jesus is God?
如果你承认了，好，放你。如果你承认耶稣是主了，就杀你了。
And if you confess that God, Jesus is God, then you'll be killed.
如果你说该撒是主，该撒是神，好，放你走。
And if you say Caesar is king and Caesar is God, then they'll let you go.
保罗是啊，因为这个时候写这样的这个一个境界在里面呢，不是说啊信耶稣了，心里相信，口里承认就解决了。
So we must understand, Paul wrote this at that time, and that is for the members of that time. It's not just saying that we can just believe and say that we believe, then we'll be saved.
所以魔鬼的第一招啊，就是逼迫。
The first scheme of Satan is persecution.
这一招呢，两千年前用的很厉害。
And 2,000 years ago, Satan used this frequently.
他暂时最近就不用这一招了。
And recently, within a couple of years, when we believe he doesn't use this anymore.
但是呢，按照启示录的记载，以后他会用这一招。
According to Revelation's recordings, in the future, he will use this again.
我们准备好没有？
Have you been prepared?
如果平常平安的时候，我们都没有把耶稣当着主。
If at times when we're safe and living at peace, we don't even consider Jesus as our God.
把耶稣当主并不是嘴巴说而已啊。
You must understand to believe Jesus is God is not only speaking with our mouth.
真的是把主耶稣看成是最重要的。
It's when you place Jesus Christ as your main and most important person in your life.
把主耶稣看成是你的主人。
To think that Jesus is your master.
主耶稣拥有你的一切。
Jesus owns every single thing of yours.
主耶稣叫你做什么，你就要做什么。
Whatever Jesus tells you to do, you will do.
主耶稣要你的什么，你就要拿出来。
Whatever Jesus wants, you will give.
那么他是主人呢，我们不是主人呢？
Because Jesus Christ is our master, we are not the master.
如果平常我们都没有这种概念。
If just regularly, we don't even have that kind of thought.
那么有一天，当刀子放在我们的脖子，或者是子弹准备要打进我们的时候，我们还可不可以说耶稣是主？
then if one day when a knife is held against your neck or when the bullet is going to pierce through your body, can you confess that Jesus is God?
啊，第二章啊。
The second scheme.
我们看启示录第二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
第十四节跟第十五节。
Verse 14 and 15.Verse 14, Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold on to the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. 15, Likewise, you also have those who hold on to the teachings of Nicolaitan.
魔鬼的第二招啊，是比较用软的方法来施行的。
The second scheme of Satan is actually much softer.
他会用一些错误的教训混进去真理里面。
He will use false teachings to be mixed with truth.
让魔鬼知道神救人是透过真理。
Because Satan knows in order for man to be saved, it's through the truth of the Lord.
只要他可以改变神的道理。
As long he can change the truth and teachings of the Lord.
改变主耶稣基督的教训。
And to change the teachings of God.
信徒的得救就会有很大的问题了。
Then the salvation of the members will have a big problem.
所以呢，他这里用假的教训来迷惑人。
So here Satan used false teaching to as a scheme.
那么这里圣灵啊，怎么样责备别加摩教会呢
？But how does the Holy Spirit rebuke the Church of Pergamum？
十四节说，我有几件事要责备你的。
Here it says, I have a few things against you.
这里说有一部分的人呢，服从了巴兰的教训。
You have there who a few who are holding on to the teachings of Balaam.
那么这里就要解释了，什么叫做巴兰的教训
？Then what is the teaching of Balaam？
啊，巴兰呢就是。当时旧约的时代啊，一个先知。
Balaam is actually a prophet in the Old Testament.
当约书亚带领以色列百姓啊，要攻打迦南地所有的城市的时候
，When Joshua led the Israelites to take captive of the different cities.
啊，那个时候有一个王啊，叫做巴勒，他很害怕。
At that time, there was a king that was very afraid. His name was called Balaam.
听到摩西的名声，听到约书亚的名声，哇，他知道说。这样的摩西打过来，我们一定失败了。
And this king Balak, he thought he heard of Joshua's name and also Moses' name. He knew that if they come to attack him, they would lose.
我们面对面要跟他们打仗，我们一定输了。
Because if we do a face-to-face battle with them, we will obviously lose.
所以他就动脑筋。
So he thought to himself,
不如我们请一个先知来啊，给我咒诅以色列百姓。
Might as well find a prophet to curse the Israelites.
说不定呢，被咒诅完之后呢，他们就不能那么厉害了。
And maybe after this prophet has cursed them, they will not be so strong anymore.
所以他们去找了个先知来，这个先知就叫做巴兰。
And therefore they went out to find this prophet. This prophet's name is called Balaam.
那个巴兰很贪心，很贪财。
Balaam really wanted money and riches.
看到巴勒那些金子啊、银子啊、礼物啊，要送给他了。
When he saw Balaam gave him lots of gold and silver and fine clothes, he wanted it.
他明明知道以色列百姓是神所祝福的选民呢，不可以咒诅的。
And even though Balaam also understand that the Israelites were actually the chosen people of God, that he cannot curse them.
但是他心里面还是很想去。
But in his heart, he still wanted to go.
他还问神可不可以去。
He has to pray to God and ask God, can I go?
有一些东西是不用问神的。
There's some things that you don't actually need to ask God.
对不对？你不用问神说，神啊，我可不可以去买六四九啊？会不会中奖？这不用问的，神必定不会祝福你的。
You shouldn't pray to God and ask God, can I go buy the lottery and will I win? Because God will not answer this because you will not win.
因为圣经说我们不可以贪心。
And therefore, the Bible it tells us clearly that we cannot be greedy.
你要赚钱就努力工作。
If you want to make money, then work hard.
真的你真的中了，也不是主耶稣给你的。
And if today you actually did win lottery, it's not because of Lord Jesus Christ gave it to you.
有些东西不用问，也不用来问我。
And there's some things that you don't need to ask Jesus, and don't come to ask me either.
这是很清楚的，不行就不行的，你再问还是不行的。
Because these things are so simple and just so easy to understand that we don't do these things, and therefore you don't even need to ask.
但是巴兰还是去问，哎呀，可不可以啊？可不可以？我再问问看。
But Balaam still went to pray and asked Jesus, can I go?
Jesus 了，神
了。Oh, ask God, can he go or not?
神就很烦了，说你去啊，不理你了，你去你做你喜欢的。
And God finally told him, fine, just go, and I will not listen to you anymore.
他真的要去咒诅下去了。
And he actually did go on his way.
但是神不容许他讲咒诅的话。
But God did not allow him to say words of curse.
反而他讲出来的话是祝福的话。
But instead, when his mouth actually opened, he spoke words of blessings.
所以他咒诅 以色列百姓不成功了。
So in the end, he was not successful in cursing the Israelites.
但是呢，巴兰很狡猾。
But Balaam was very wicked.
他告诉那个王啊。
He told the king Balak.
要这个让以色列百姓啊找到麻烦了、啊，很简单，不一定要咒诅他们。
And for the Israelites to have for you to bring troubles onto them, you don't need to curse them.
我给你一招更厉害。
I'll give you another scheme. It's even more easier.
哪一招？
And he says what?
我们看民数记三十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
民数记三十一章。
Numbers chapter 31.
三十一章十三节。
Numbers chapter 31 verse 13.
民数记三十一章十三到第十六节。
13 to 16. Verse 13. Moses...Eleazar the priest and all the leaders of community went to meet them outside the camp. 14. Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders and the thousands of commanders of hundreds who refused from the battle.
16.
Verse 16. They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and were the means of turning the Israelites away from the Lord and what happened to Puro. So in Plague,struck the Lord's people.
民数记三十一章十六节，这里讲得很清楚。
Here in Numbers chapter 31, verse 16, it tells us clearly.
以色列人呢，有一次啊，在这个地方啊，被神击打，瘟疫死了很多人。
That because there was a time when the Israelites they were struck by the plague of the Lord, and many of them died.
为什么被神击杀呢
？Why is it that Lord has sent down plague to destroy them？
巴兰的计谋。
It's because it's schemes of Balaam.
巴兰跟巴勒讲了。
Balaam told Balak this.
不用我咒诅他们了。
You don't need me to curse them.
你再派一些美貌的。
Send some beautiful women.
派去叫他们走到以色列百姓的营中啊。
Ask those beautiful women to walk to the camps of the Israelites.
如果是军队进去，一定是打仗嘛。但是哎，美女进来啊，当然是欢迎了。
And of course, if it's the army entering into the camp of the Israelites, it'll be war. But if it's beautiful women entering into the camp of the Israelites, they'll welcome them.
这是妇女呢，进去以色列百姓当中呢，跟以色列百姓呢行邪淫，行淫乱。
And when these beautiful women go into the camp of the Israelites, they actually commit sexual immorality.
又教他们拜偶像。
And then they have adultery, and also they teach them to worship the idol.
神就很生气了。
And the Lord was very upset.
所以把他们用瘟疫击杀了很多人。
And therefore the Lord used the plague to struck many people.
所以这一招很厉害的。
And therefore this scheme is very tricky and it's very wicked.
错误的教训来迷惑人、引诱人。
To use false teachings to make people go astray.
所以今天我们有什么可以从这里学习到的？
Therefore, what can we understand and learn from this teaching?
我们绝对不能。顺从巴兰的教训
And that is we cannot follow the teachings of Balaam.
我们再换回来看巴兰的教训代表什么呢
What does Balaam's teachings represent?
看回来启示录第二章的十四节啊。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 2, verse
13. 二章十四节。
Verse 14. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14.Verse 14, nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold on to the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality.
巴兰的绊脚石啊，有两块。
There's two stumbling blocks of Balaam.
可以叫他们呢，可以吃拜偶像的东西。
And that is to entice Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols.
第二是行奸淫。
Second is to by committing sexual immorality.
这两样啊，是今天基督教界里面呢、啊、很不愿意讲的事情。
These two things is within the Christian denominations people don't like to talk about.
先讲食物方面呢、啊，祭偶像的食物。
Let's first talk about food sacrificed to idols.
我们知道，天主教传到中国这是几百年的历史了。
We understand the Christians.Catholics that they've been going into ministries into China for thousands of years, hundreds of years.
他告诉他知道在中国要传耶稣的教，你叫他们说不吃拜祖宗的，不吃拜偶像的，不可能的。
Because they understand if they want to preach the gospel in China, that to tell these people that you cannot worship, eat the food that you worship to your ancestors is not possible.
天主教传到中国的时候，就告诉那些信受洗的信心的说啊，可以吃的那个不代表什么。
And when Catholics have preached their gospel into China, they'll tell them that it's okay for you to eat the food offered to ancestors.
那么今天呢, 我们知道新教, 这是Protestant, 很多从基督,天主教分出来啊。
And we understand there are many Protestants who is a division from the Catholic Church.
所以他们很多人呢, 都认为说啊, 世纪偶像的, 不算什么。
So many of them already think that to eat the food worshipped to the idols, to the ancestors, is nothing.
我曾经啊, 跟一个外教会的一个很热心传福音的一个教会的工人啊, 谈过道理。
There was a time when I was talking to a person who was preaching the gospel for another church.
讨论到到底可不可以吃拜偶像的食物。
And then this person was actually discussing with me if either or not we can actually eat the food offered to the idols.
他说当然可以。
He said, of course we can.
他引用圣经节。
And he actually used a Bible verse.
主耶稣洁净过的,通通都洁净了,有什么不可以?
It says, after Jesus Christ has purified and sanctified everything, and therefore everything is pure then.
偶像算得了什么?
Then idols actually consider nothing.
到底圣经是真的这样讲吗?
Does the Bible actually say that?
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章第十九节。
Chapter 10, verse 19.
哥林多前书第十章十九到二十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. 19 to 22. Do I mean then that a sacrifice offered to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? 20. No, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be participants with demons. 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demon too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. 22. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than He?
这圣经的道理很清楚了。
So the teachings of the Bible is very clear.
外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼的, 不是祭神的。
The offerings that they sacrifice offer to idols is to demons, not to God.
我们不可以又吃主的杯,
we cannot drink the cup of the Lord and also the cup of demons.
我们下午就会有领圣餐了。
This afternoon, we are going to partake the Holy Communion.
我们要领主的杯啊。
We need to prepare our heart to receive the cup of the Lord.
要跟主相交。
That we will be connected together with the Lord.
如果我们吃祭过偶像的东西,
but today, if we have already partake the food offered to the idols,
就等于跟魔鬼吃饭, 吃他的杯, 吃他的饭,
that means that you have taken the cup of demon and you sit at the table of demon.
这里说话, 我们可以惹主的愤恨吗?
Here it says, can we arouse the Lord's jealousy?
有一个见证,
there's a testimony.
有一个信徒的夫妻,
there's a couple in the church.
有一个小 baby,
they had a baby.
还很小,
and the baby was still very young.
有一天呢, 交给没有信主的那个亲戚啊,去看,去照顾。
And they actually let the baby to be taken care of by one of their relatives who was not a believer.
那个时候是拜偶像的季节。
Now that time was during the festival of worshipping ancestors.
拜过的饮料了。
And this time of worshipping the idols, there's of course many food and drinks that is offered to the idols.
小孩子不会分辨嘛, 虽然是信徒, 但是小孩子不晓得自己是信徒嘛。
And the child, the baby, even though it's a believer, does not understand that it's actually a believer.
给他吃什么都吃什么。
Whatever they give to the baby to eat,
如果吃了,
the baby will
eat.
But actually after the baby came back to the parents,
父母发觉, 为什么这个baby 突然间生病了。
And the parents did not understand why that the baby had gotten sick.
病得很厉害。
And it was getting worse and worse.
脸都黑掉了, 快死。
His whole face was turning black and almost to the point of death.
这个时候, 这个弟兄就说, 哎呀, 怎么办, 怎么办?
At this time, this brother said, what to do, I don't know.
哎呀, 赶快拿去看医生了。
Quickly, they took him to the doctor.
这个太太说, 看什么医生?
And then this wife says, why do we need to go see the doctor?
我们赶快先祷告。
The first thing we need to do is kneel down and pray.
看看我们有做什么错的。
To see what wrong we have done first.
求主耶稣原谅, 如果他真的吃了什么拜偶像的东西。
And ask the Lord to forgive this child of ours that if the child did partake any food from the idol.
小孩子还小嘛, 吃了也不会讲啊。
Because the child does not know, even if he eaten it, it will not say.
抱着他在怀里面祷告。
So they held on to the baby and they pray.
两公婆付费悔改。
And both the parents, they repented.
很奇妙, 那个脸慢慢都不黑了, 慢慢都有血色了。
And miraculously, the child's face started to have the color of flesh.
慢慢的就恢复起来了。
And better it got.
很多我们真教里面很多这种见证啊。
And therefore, within the true church, there's many teachings like so.
其他教派呢？其他教会的基督徒朋友啊，他们吃了很多，他们一点事都没有。
And other churches from other denominations, they will eat a lot of food worship to idols, but nothing will happen to them.
真教会很奇妙。
It's just so odd for this true church of ours.
只要吃了一点了，马上有问题了，神会管教。
If you just eat only just a little, actually God will punish you and you will have this problem.
这个是神告诉我们的。
Because this is what the Lord has taught us.
我们已经是属于神的了。
Because we are of God.
我们不可以再去魔鬼的吃魔鬼的筵席啊。
We cannot no longer sit at the table of the demon.
所以这个是第一个，就是魔鬼的试探，就是用食基偶像的食物。
And therefore, the first temptation of Satan is to use food that worship to idols.
第二呢，就是奸淫的事情啊。
Secondly, is committing sexual immorality.
今天呢，基督教里面也很少讲这种东西了。
And of course, within Christian denominations, different teachings of different churches, they rarely talk about this teaching.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
如果常常讲不可以将奸淫的事情，
Because if you often talk about you cannot commit sexual immorality,
你看今天社会上有多少人真的可以保守自己呢？
Then let's think about in society now today, who actually can keep themselves pure?
上至总统、总理、议员、国会议员。
To the government, different people in the government, the presidents or the different officials.
打开报纸，那些明星，那些我们认识的一些娱乐圈的人。
And when you open the newspaper, you see the entertainment industry, those people.
我们身边的没有信神的朋友，我们认识的同事、同学。
Or the people that are around us who are not believers, the friends, your co-workers.
看到路上的年轻人，学校的、大学里面的、中学里面的年轻朋友们。
You see the people walking on the street or your friends that are in school, in university.
大部分人都在这方面失败了。
Most people, they have fallen on this sexual immorality.
所以今天在外面的基督教派很少讲这个严厉的道理。
And therefore, Christians or other churches, they rarely talk about the teaching.
比如说婚前不要发生性行为。
For example, you cannot have premarital sex.
婚后要保守圣洁。
And after marriage, you must keep yourself pure.
这种道理啊，是很严厉的。
All these teaching is very strict.
他们很怕讲。
Because they're afraid to teach this.
为什么很怕讲呢？
Why are they afraid to teach this?
第一啊。
First of all,
大家一个礼拜都那么累了。
After a whole week, everyone is so tired already.
他们是守礼拜天的嘛？礼拜天就去聚会。
And on Sunday, they go to their Sunday worship.
想要唱唱歌啊。
What they'll do is they'll sing a couple of hymns. They'll have a nice fellowship.
听听耶稣是爱啦、平安啦、喜乐的道理啦。
And to listen to teachings about Jesus is love. Jesus brings peace.
这样人就会多。
Then this will bring more number of people to the church.
人多，奉献就会多。
And when there's more people coming to a church, that means more offering.
奉献多，这个牧师的这个职会就得到保障。
And the more offering there is, the more able this pastor is to keep his status.
如果你又说不可以吃祭偶像了，又不可以行淫乱了，神会审判呢？
But if they teach about you cannot eat food worship to idols or you cannot commit sexual immorality, you'll be judged.
坐在下面的人呢，大概超过一半呢，都说哎呀，糟糕了。
And half the people sitting among the congregation, they'll say, oh dear.
哇，这很罪恶感啊。
Because they'll feel this immense self, sinfulness.
来教会就很痛苦了。
They'll feel that they don't want to come to church because it's such a dread.
我工作五天、六天，我礼拜天来还要听这种审判的道理。
I work 5 days and then on Saturday I have to come and listen to all these teachings of judgment.
他不来了。
And they will not want to come anymore.
不来，当然是牧师的工作就有问题了。
And of course, if that person comes, no longer comes, then the pastor will have problems.
因为在外面的大部分的人都守不到这条诫命。
Because most of the people in outside world, they cannot hold on to this teaching.
所以就慢慢不讲。
And therefore, other churches will not talk about it.
反正来教会的时候，大家穿得很干净、整齐就好了。私生活不要问，不要问。
Because as long as you come to church and you dress nicely, that's all we care about, and don't ask about anyone's personal life.
所以啊，慢慢啊，基督教界在祭偶像的物啊，还有淫乱方面的事啊，那种道理啊，慢慢已经跟世俗为友了。
So slowly, bit by bit, the churches, they start to cancel out these teachings of not eating food, worship to idols, and also committing sexual immorality.
但是呢，真理是不变的。
But actually, the truth does not change.
所以啊，主耶稣提醒当时的教会啊。
And therefore, Jesus Christ reminds the church of that time.
就是说你不要服从啊巴兰的教训，尼格拉一党人的教训呢、啊。
It says, do not follow the teachings of Balaam.
所以真教会的信徒，或者是我们要提醒自己。
And therefore, as members of the true Jesus Church, we must remind ourselves this.
没有错, 今天的人都说耶稣爱你啊,平安喜乐啊。
And indeed, it is true that we often say Jesus loves us, peace and joy and everything.
但是我们要知道,这两方面我们要保守自己的圣洁。
But we must understand, we must keep ourselves pure within these two aspects.
再看回来,启示录第二章16节。
Let's then look at Revelation chapter 2.
16到第17节。
Verse 16 to 17. Verse 16, Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. 17, He who has an ear, let him hear the Spirit that says to the churches, To him who overcomes, I will give some to the hidden manna. Some of the hidden manna, I will also give him a white stone with a few names written on it, known only to him who receives it.
这里圣灵告诉教会,你们要当悔改。
Here the Holy Spirit tells the church, repent.
悔改很重要。
Repentance is very important.
听了道理要感动,要悔改。
When you're moved by the teachings of the sermon, you must repent.
不要等到太迟才悔改,就没有用了。
Don't wait until the very end when you have no longer any chance.
这里说,如果你不悔改,我就要很快临到你那边去了。
Here it says, repent, therefore otherwise I will soon come to you.
他说,我用口中的剑来攻击你了。
And I will fight against... them with the sword of my mouth.
神的道好像一把剑。
The teachings of the Lord, the truth is just like a sword.
两硬的利剑。
It's a double-edged sword.
非常厉害。
It's very powerful.
剑可以保护人。
The sword can protect a person.
比如说你有敌人来了, 你有剑了, 可以跟他打了。
For example, if the enemy comes and you have the sword, you can fight for yourself.
但是呢, 主耶稣说, 如果不悔改的话,
Here Jesus Christ says, if you do not repent,
同样的道理, 这把剑会来审判我们。
The same teaching, the same sword will come to judge us.
所以在末世的教会最大的挑战是道理会偏差。
And therefore, in the end times, the most problem that the church will face, the true church will face, is actually the false teachings.
守住道理啊。
And therefore, that's why we need to hold on to the teachings of the Lord.
如果得胜的话呢?
But if we actually overcome and become victorious,
奖励我们隐藏的马拉,
then the Lord will reward us with the hidden manna.
这是真理。
And that is the truth.
还有白一块白色的石头,
and also a white stone.
这是得胜的记号。
A white stone represents the mark of victorious.
证明我们已经得胜了。
That means that you have already overcome and you are in victory.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us all.
主耶稣知道你住在哪里哦。
Because the Lord knows where you live.
主耶稣知道。
Because the Lord knows.
我们自己知不知道?
But do we know where we live?
我们住在撒旦的 宝座的,他的座位下面啊。
We actually live in at the bottom of the throne of Satan.
有时候今天打开新闻了,真的是发觉人心已经坏到不能再想象了。
When we turn on the news today, we can see how the hearts of men have grown to sown evil to a point that we don't even understand why.
自己保守自己哦。
We need to keep ourselves.
我们一起来唱诗。
And let's all sing hymns.
380首。
380.